This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A Pentagon police officer was killed in an attack at the Pentagon public transit hub Tuesday, a U.S. senator said, in an attack that put the headquarters of the U.S. military on lockdown for several hours. U.S. Senator Mark Warner of Virginia, the U.S. state where the Pentagon is located, told Reuters he was saddened to learn Tuesday that an officer had died. The Associated Press, citing officials who spoke on condition of anonymity, said the officer had been stabbed and a suspect had been shot by law enforcement and died at the scene. The chief of the Pentagon Police told reporters that gunfire was exchanged and there were multiple injuries. He could not provide information about the assailant or the possible motive. He said the incident is over and there is no continuing threat to the area. He also said the FBI is leading the investigation of the attack. Police say the area remains an active crime scene. The Senate has voted to award medals of honor to the Capitol Police and the Metropolitan Police Department for protecting Congress during the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. The Senate has sent the legislation to President Joe Biden for his signature. The bill passed by voice vote with no objections. Hundreds of officers from the two police departments responded to the attack as a mob of then-President Donald Trump's supporters broke into the building and interrupted the certification of Biden's victory. And President Biden said New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo should resign after a report released Tuesday by the state attorney general found that Cuomo had sexually harassed numerous women in violation of federal and state laws. Cuomo has denied any wrongdoing, declaring at a press conference, "I never touched anyone inappropriately." You're listening to VOA News. Haiti will hold elections this year despite setbacks. That's the word from the president of Haiti's Provisional Electoral Council, Gerland Mezadou, who spoke to VOA Creole Service. Mezadou said the council is determined to respect the presidential decree, which called for a referendum and general elections this year. But she did say that the scheduled date, September 26th, may have to be changed. The United States and the international community have repeatedly called on Haitian officials to hold general elections to restore crippled democratic institutions such as parliament and begin resolving major issues. Belarusian Olympian Kristina Tsimonouskaya said Tuesday she is focused on her safety and seeking refuge in Europe after facing threats from officials at home. In a video call interview with AP, she said, "They made it clear that upon return home, I would definitely face some form of punishment." She added, "There were also thinly disguised hints that more would await me." The 24-year-old sprinter said she wants to continue her career as an athlete with plans to compete in at least two future Olympic Games. Polish authorities granted her a humanitarian visa to seek political asylum on Monday after she alleged her team's officials were trying to force her to fly home to Belarus. Tsimonouskaya told officials in Tokyo she feared she would not be safe in Belarus from the autocratic government of President Alexander Lukashenko. Ukrainian police say a Belarusian activist was found dead in a park near his home in Kiev early on Tuesday, a day after he was reported missing. Vitaly Shishov, who led a Kiev-based organization that helps Belarusians fleeing persecution, had been reported missing by his partner on Monday. He had gone running and failed to return home. A police statement said Shishov had been found hanged in the park. Police say they have launched a criminal case for suspected murder, but will investigate all possibilities. Ukraine, Poland, and Lithuania have become havens for Belarusians during a crackdown by President Alexander Lukashenko following a disputed election last year. United Nations aid chief Martin Griffiths said on Tuesday that 200,000 people have been displaced by fighting in Ethiopia's Amhara region and 54,000 in its Afar region. In recent weeks, fighting has spread into the two regions neighboring Tigray, where a war erupted 8 months ago between Ethiopia's central government and the Tigray People's Liberation Front. The UN says around 400,000 people are living in famine conditions in Tigray. More than 90% of the population needs emergency food aid. More on that at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.